35?
Yes.
Motion made to seal these minutes.
Motion to seal minutes. North.
Due north.
Yeah, seconded by...
John.
Render the decision in effect.
So, Tello.
Do you have a shower?
Yes. Homestead. What do you call it, bathroom?
Yes. So you have to wait.
You?
Yes. North, yes.
Miss Cardwell, yes.
So, we're back in public session at 7:35, and...
Is this going?
Yeah. Good, yeah. The decision was made to... About the deed?
Yeah.
To deed the property?
You can, yeah, you need to say that the map and lot.
At tax map 8, lot 23, and to schedule a meeting with the ZBA chair for next week. Motion was made by North, seconded by Olmsted to seal the minutes. That's it.
And the deed is, if payment isn't received by the deadline.
Okay, so to add to the decision was the tax map 8, lot 23. If payment is not made in full, if payment is not received by the deadline of March 27th.
Okay.
Karen did this.
Is Charlie still voted absentee?
I don't know. Is he still alive?
Is Ann Charlie?
So bad. It's awful. It's getting too, it's past your bedtime. Okay. Other business?
Okay, so you had before town meeting reviewed the Chiaffi versus Sampson court order and also the minutes that resulted from that by the board at the time. And we're discussing, according to the minutes, some of the protocol was to review RSA 91A with elected and appointed officials following town meeting. So we're in that time frame now where you can discuss how you want to go about doing that. You have RSA 91A in your volunteer policy that everybody should get, but it might be, some ideas have been thrown around where maybe inviting people to a meeting to review the court order with the board. Also, I know the Rec Commission had a training with Municipal Association where they came on site, and we could also schedule something like that where we have a training that the boards and committees are invited to with the Municipal Association as well.
So as liaisons to the different boards and committees, do we want to invite the chairs of each committee to come to a session, or because we have a volunteer policy, Tom, because there was question at one point about a year ago where it was in writing what you're supposed to do as a volunteer for the town. It's in your oath. But we went one step further and made a volunteer policy. And part of that policy is to adhere by the RSA 91A because we have been sued in the past. And so if the number 6 in the minutes of May 30th of 2001, it was the selectmen are sending notices to the boards of the town reminding them of the notice of record keeping requirements for RSA 91A.
Right, right.
So we're at that point now where we're trying to figure out how we're going to notify them because we have been recently made aware that the boards and committees, there's some violations that are out there that we've gotten some complaints. So do we want to address it at the chairman level of each board, committee, and commission? Or do we want to...
I got to reread this. I don't know.
You got a copy in your folder.
Yeah, I know, but I have.
I
carry mine with me.
I think we should have the chairmans in and let the chairmans.
Actually, there were two court cases involving Chiaffi with the right to know what the town of Sam is. And after that case, Shortly thereafter, she filed another right-to-know lawsuit against the trustees, and she lost that case.
That's right. And that's in here, too. And Katie didn't know that this was me. Katie Ambrose didn't know that the letter of apology that you signed was to me because it had a different last name.
Yeah.
I was the trustee.
Well, I think all the boards and committees should be aware of what their obligation is with respect to 91A. I mean, that's...
So some of the, because this is in perpetuity, some of the language in the minutes where you all did May of 2001 to correct the issues before it went back in August, some of those issues are in addition to what now is revised by the law. The law was revised as recently as last July.
Yeah.
But some of the issues in here are specific to Samerton and or
right,
above.
But this can be changed, I think, because what this was is Peter Millam submitted this document to the court.
It's part of.
To fix what.
Right.
The problem. So this was a policy that, this was a policy adopted by the board that was submitted to the court.
Right.
So if there's things in here that you want to change around, and if it's kept within the spirit, that's fine.
Regardless, there are violations right now of 91A on some of the appointed committees that we're receiving complaints about that need to be addressed, in addition to the one that we'll address next week.
Well, is it appropriate to notify them of what the requirement is for?
They all have been made aware. And you are, when you take your oath, when you raise your right hand, you just did it to swear that you uphold the laws, the rules, and the Constitution of the state of New Hampshire to help you God. 91A happens to be one of the laws, rules, or so, and the Constitution. So anyways, I want to make sure that we get to the
I'll have to reread the
committees. And you might want to reread 91A in its entirety, because some of the sections were revised as recently as last year, 2011, 2012, 9, and 7.
If the tape recorder was off, I'd tell you some interesting stuff.
But it's not. So,
I think the initial thought, too, was that it's important to remind people of the court order itself, and that the town has been taken to task on this in the past, and this is the consequence of that, and I don't think everybody is aware of that and the consequences.
Yeah, you're right.
And there is a process that the process that needs to be followed when doing the when you're the chair, when you run the meetings, the process that needs to be followed. Like if there's five members to the committee and all five members are there, you only need three for a quorum, but five are there. You have two alternates that show up, you can't vote to have them vote. So there's a lot of stuff going on that we need to address.
So would you want to invite the chairs to a meeting with the board to review this, or do you want to invite the chairs to a training?
What do you think, John? What was our intention?
I think our intention is to train them as to what the RSA, what 91A requirements are. And when I went to that 91A class, I got a piece of a book very similar to that that spells out.
Katie just bought this book for us. It's a guide to open government.
Ooh.
Don't you think you're taking that anyway?
And that spelled out what was the requirements.
Is that the book that you got?
I think so. I thought I had it in here, but it's very similar to that.
This was just on the recent webinar that Katie and I took for the social media thing that didn't give us a lot of information. But
let me see that a second. Katie,
no.
Can I see that a second?
That's for the three of us to read.
That's for can I?
The three of us to read.
Let me just take a look at this quick. I can tell you.
Oh, these are posters you can hang up, Katie.
Yeah, I got those too.
We can put these right somewhere in here.
Yes,
on bulletin board.
I have one of these also. The same book.
So this is the same book. Right.
Yeah, it's the same book.
So we can share that to read that.
You want
to read
that
one? I don't have one. They're $55. You want to read that one first?
How much?
$55.
I went to their
You want me to do that first? You want me to
their all-day seminar.
Yeah.
On that. I went to their all-day seminar.
So that's what you got?
Yeah, and that's what
so
I just got.
So they have a new selectman when you get to...
Training.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll go to that.
And so they give you this wonderful Know Your Territory book. It's called My Bible. So if there's a question...
That's what they gave you.
That's what they give you at the training. It's awesome.
Where does this come from?
New Hampshire Municipal Association, yes.
They charge $55?
Yeah.
That's the member fee. The non-member was $95.
Right.
Yeah. I got mine with it. With a training session that I went to.
So we're going to invite the chairs of the committees, boards, committees, and commissions to a training
session.
Would you like me to get some quotes from the Municipal Association on what that would cost, and maybe can discuss it and schedule and go from there?
Yes.
Because that one-day seminar was very, very good.
It was excellent.
And very inclusive.
Okay. So, do we have any other business?
No.
Okay. Warren is Selectman's reports. John, do you have anything?
As a matter of fact, we were taunted in that, or not taunted, but we were quoted.
Excited. Yeah, we were excited.
In that seminar.
You go to the Right to Know seminars. Samaritan is an example that they use for the Right to Know.
Yeah, but they didn't, they need to also bring up the second case that we won.
We didn't lose this case. This was won in part.
Which case? The tax case?
No, that case.
That
was a different
case.
We won
that at the Supreme Court.
I think you're saying that they're using us as an example of what to do with the form, though, right?
Right. So now that we have the non-public form, Samaritan is cited as how we do non-publics correctly. They use us as an example to show other towns how to...
In their training classes.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Nothing?
In your packet is an email from Karen Ober with a summary of the last planning board meeting that she attended, since she was still selectman at that time.
So it says, possible legal questions as to how to move forward with solar applications, specifically commercial, in light of the recent passing of town ordinance. So they would follow the town ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they have to ask a lawyer that? We had the lawyer review.
Well, I think that the attorney had provided a more detailed ordinance or suggestions for more detailed ordinance, and they decided that they wanted something a little bit more general to start, but now that it's been passed and some questions are being raised, I think that they're looking for a little bit more definition. So I think if it had been more defined ordinance, then some of these questions wouldn't be raised, but now they need a little bit of guidance.
All right. Okay. So the planet needs to ask questions of NHMA or town council?
Yeah, that's
you're
what
not
the
oldest
was
one here, Tom.
That was what their discussion was on.
Okay. So we don't need to take any action on that, do we?
No, it looks like they decided that they're going to ask to have the planner get their questions answered. Or I should say the planning board assistant get their questions answered.
So, and then she spoke to them about the 91A. That's great. And then the clerk positions in town was one thing that I was going to touch on, too, especially given light to the recent application to the zoning board, which I, as the former clerk, would have rejected as incomplete and not accepted. So the clerk position I gave you, the clerk, secretary clerk.
Job description, yeah.
And if you look at the website, the ZBA guidelines are still on there, and they should be following their own guidelines. And in the guidelines, it does reference the clerk. But I think a little bit of the language was removed. So if we're going to reinstate the clerk position at the planning board and the ZBA level, because that's the first line of defense before they set up the meetings and the schedule. Right.
So
the way that it was done was this way. So they posted the public notice with each case, and then so see this right here? So the case would be here, this would be the description of the case, and it should say withdrawal from applicant and the date. And then that's when it's discussed, not anywhere else or by anybody else, but it's discussed at the posted meeting, because the next posted meeting of the committee was already posted. So that's how it was posted.
Should this say verbal withdrawal by applicant or?
No, this is the case from, this is back from 2015. I just pulled this out of the file. But this was what happened then. So when it was discussed at that meeting, the minutes of that meeting were then carried forward. So that's how it was done, Katie. And I just wanted to also bring to your attention that we also had another lawsuit, several lawsuits actually, Tom, and I can tell you all night long. But I found the Peter Thompson lawsuit suing the Samerton Planning Board. And there was also zoning concerns in that lawsuit as well. So there were numerous lawsuits back in the day, and we need to really get everybody to start complying with 91A. Procedurally, if they're going to have the guidelines to follow, which most of them do, because I had a hand in writing most of them, if they have them, they need to be aware that they have them, which they are, and they need to follow them. But I do believe that we've discussed this in the past, John, that the clerk the clerk for the ZBA and the planning board need to be reinstated as positions. It's the secretary clerk position. And Ann Littlefield did it for like 20 years, and then I took it over for ZBA, and then it's just been kind of stumbled upon here and there. It's not being done completely correct. So I think that we should ask both of those boards if the secretary is willing to perform the clerical function, and if so, figure out where to go from there. Because there were job descriptions for the planning board secretary and the clerk, and then it was a recording secretary clerk position for the ZBA. And I think I gave you that job description. And it's very important because they're leaning on Katie to do the job of the board's community.
Well, we shouldn't be doing that because the town administrator has certain duties and shouldn't pile stuff on because that should be doing.
We have rewritten every job description in town. Yeah. And that's not in her job description. It's in theirs, and they need to take onus of that.
Yeah, you want to be careful about that.
So, any zoning job is supposed to be understanding, and plenty of issues to see on the horizon. They still don't have a permanent chair?
No.
Okay, so. Thank you, Karen, thank you for that. All right, so there's that. That's on it for now. Anything else in the selectman's report? All right, authorized signatures, payroll, and accounts payable register.
So the first signature you'll need to do is the signature cards, so then Tom can sign the manifest. So this is for the bank. So everything is marked where you all need to sign. And there's one I noticed that's like up in here for the clerk to sign. So you'll just have to pay attention on both sides of the...
Yes.
So while he can do that first, and you guys can do start doing these ones.
You need some help?
All right. Wait a minute. What do I sign?
You just sign where it's marked and where your name is.
Oh.
So you sign there. So every page it has this for your name.
These go back in here. So these are the check. This is the payroll register. Okay, and then in addition to that, we're signing a check to Northeast Resource
right here,
Recovery.
Can you clerk.
For $6,509.16.
Look, I'm at the bank signing my trust documents.
We're also signing a check for Granite State Minerals, Inc. for $5,751.40. We're signing a check for Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare for $28,242.23. We're signing, this one doesn't mean. These ones here are just regular accounts payable. So it's only the other ones, right? Yeah.
Right, the okay. Ones are marked that you need to sign.
I got it. It was stuck together with the paper clip. Paper clips are sticking them together, John.
Some check.
John, there's two more here, John.
Well, these are the minutes from the 7th and also the draft are attached to for you.
You want me to have...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Although, can he sign if he wasn't present?
Oh.
Maybe next week we could start with that.
Listen, I think they just made me sign everything.
I tried helping her, and she didn't listen to me.
Do they want our date of birth on here, too?
No, because you already have that on the initial form you filled out.
I didn't think they did, but I noticed.
Yeah, Carol did.
Somewhere.
They did adjust the e-statement thing for me.
Oh, good.
Very scary. So then you just have to sign these registers, Tom. Those are the check registers. I'll take those.
Do those need to be signed too?
He got started with that, so. Wait, I need to finish.
Some memos from the treasurer.
those two checks there, you can put those in here. And then this is your next. Passing stacks.
Tom hasn't signed them.
Well, these are actually signed by the treasurer, so you didn't need to sign them because they were small.
They were all clipped together. She's got all the
stuff together.
Yeah, at the end.
They take off for the state retirement?
Yeah. Okay. And these are thank you letters for those who helped with the town meeting ceremonies.
Data.
This is your MS-232, your report of appropriations actually voted at town meeting. And you just signed on the front page your name, mm-hmm. position, and signature.
I believe those are all signed.
Okay.
These.
And you have some intent to cuts and current use applications.
Those are thank you letters for the town meeting.
Yeah, she did a nice job, the minister, I thought.
Yeah, she's very nice. Katie, I reversed my signature printing on the MS.
Oh, it happens all the time. No worries.
What?
That's the MS-232.
It's the report of what was actually voted at town meeting for appropriations. So that includes all the amendments that were made. The
okay.
budget's been adjusted to account for that.
Bet you guys don't know where the word selectman came from.
I bet you're going to tell us.
Huh?
I bet you're going to tell us.
No.
No.
You probably don't want to hear it. No, years ago at town meeting, when they did the warrant, after they did the warrant, they voted to, and the word they used was to select three people to run the town for the year. They used the word select. As a result, the word selectman came from that particular term.
Makes sense. So those are some intent to cuts and current use applications.
Intent to cut, we get money.
And then you have one item in your correspondence file, and it's from a resident concerned about the wording of the zoning amendment on the ballot and requesting that it go before legal counsel. I just want to point out that legal counsel, Eric Mayer, who actually, the attorney who was at town meeting, was actually drafted the language for the ballot. So not only has it been approved by legal counsel, it was written by legal counsel. So
what did she say?
Oh, Phil Bodwell.
There's some intent to cuts there, Tom.
Well, you know, they had a public hearing on this stuff. He should have been there if he had a concern about the proposed amendment.
They had a couple of hearings, right?
They did. And the was requesting to have legal counsel review the wording, but like I said, I can certainly, if you're concerned about it, reach out to legal counsel, but legal counsel had drafted the wording, so.
Right.
Right and left available.
I think the concern is that it doesn't explicitly say that it's an amendment to the zoning ordinance. Article 1 is always, well, I should say amendment. The amendment section is always amendment to a zoning ordinance. It wasn't an article, it was an amendment under that section.
It actually says amend Article 4 in your
warrant. Well, you send us to the planning board and ask them to look at it.
Well, it's actually, in your, if you look in your town report, it says amend Article 4, and it starts to say amend Article 4 by inserting the new section Z.
Johnston.
It says it in the town report, page 84, and then an official copy of the entire proposed amendment is on file. And that's what's on the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Donna.
Because that's where I got that to cut and paste the other day. Do you ever note to check about the Conservation Commission balance for the fiscal funds before? Just have,
I mean, now that the audit is done, I'm going to have the auditors.
Am I going to sign this?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. All right. I just want to make sure.
If they're honest with their. State Forest has still checked the cuts that are being done, or they don't, they do it ourselves? Usually they come around and check and make sure they're complying with state laws and stuff.
Doesn't our tree warden, I think our tree warden.
That would be
Steve Over.
Yeah.
The folder that this was in?
She's got it right there.
I got this one. And I'm doing these ones here. These are applications for current use.
Okay.
And there's the start of them, Tom. I'll give you the rest in a second. Two more. does have that. He's stating that we're missing the "Are you in favor of the adoption of the zoning ordinance?" Says it right here. Was that on the ballot?
He attached a copy of the ballot, I think.
Right there.
It just, it says as proposed. He said, are you in favor of adopting the zoning ordinance requirements, the wording? Are you in favor of the adoption of the zoning ordinance?
Requires it, are you in favor of the adoption of the zoning ordinance, historic district ordinance?
And it just, it says the, are you in favor of adoption? It's semantics, is all it is.
It does say, well, yeah.
It doesn't say the way he said it, but it
but
says,
are you in favor of there?
And it's not adopting the zoning ordinance, it's an amendment to the zoning
ordinance. It's an adoption of an amendment as proposed by the planning board, so it's specific to a certain board. So it's not, we're not adopting a zoning ordinance or historic district ordinance, we're adopting it. It says, or amendment to the existing town ordinance as proposed by the planning board. It does say that.
Yes, they finally settled Oakey Howe's estate.
Yeah, that goes with that.
And either?
Yeah. That goes there. This is a letter from, you already read that?
I already looked at that, I believe.
Okay. Okay, is that all the signatures? And we sign the minutes. All right. Review and approval of minutes from 3:14.
Make a motion that we approve the Samerton Board of Selectmen minutes March 14th, 2018, with corrections.
And I'll second it.
What do you want to order?
Give it to Katie, please. Oh, so our attorney drafted that 6-month extension.
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And any donations?
There is a donation.
We have to accept a donation from Greta Olmsted for a silk orchid, estimated value of $5. So I'll make a motion that we accept the donation from Greta Olmsted for the silk orchid, estimated value of $5.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstaining?
Aye.
Motion passes.
What's silk flowers?
Is it the thing? Is it the one in
They're
the lobby?
They're for the lobby.
Yeah. Oh,
I walked
okay.
in the other day. It's absolutely beautiful.
Maybe also maybe just send a little thank you note.
Yeah.
You can sign it on our behalf. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything
else?
I'm not going to sign it.
I just signed Bill's thank you letter. All right. We're looking for one last motion.
Move we adjourn?
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.